I've lived in Greenhithe, I think, since 2007. I've just come back from 2007. We've come back from, well, we've left Malaysia. A year before that, I came back. I did my own one-man trip to scout for a place that we will settle. Because prior to that, we lived in Birkenhead. But when we decided that we were really coming back for good, I was scouting around and somehow something just drew me to Greenhithe. What I love about Greenhithe is the space. I mean, definitely the space, the greenery. And what I really, really like is when I go for my walks, it's so nice. It doesn't matter who it is, stranger that I pass, you say hi or you say good morning or how are you? People do respond.
Right.
And respond positively. And if there's a dog that they have, you know, you can always stop by and the conversation is all about the little dog that you see. It's quite fun. It's not something that you can really do when you're in Asia. It's sometimes, yeah, I guess people do that, but people are not as conversational. So that's what I really like about Greenhithe. We have that. And sometimes I'm out there gardening, halfway gardening, someone comes and then I end up spending the next half an hour in conversation with a stranger who eventually we discover is a neighbor that's living nearby.
Right.
That's really nice. When we first moved into Greenhithe, it was this area is a new, you probably say it's a new development. It were four homes, properties sharing a jewel, just a driveway. And interesting thing about it was that all four families that moved in were all young families. So my immediate opposite neighbor was a South African family that's just also arrived in New Zealand. Next to them was a young family too from the UK. And on the left was kind of our Kiwi family. Dad was from the UK and mom was Kiwi, young family too, and there we were. And behind us, we were surrounded by mainly South African neighbors. That was how it started. It was quite fun, interesting times because we were all kind of new, some new to the country, some new to the neighborhood. But I would say we kind of got along really well. We even had barbecues together, sharing food. And once we actually, the very first one we had a barbecue and we finished off with a water fight. Neighbors running around chasing each other with a tap and water gun. It was out of the blue. We just had fun.
Had you had much contact with South African people before you moved here?
No, not really. Right. Honestly, no. The family that lived opposite us, we still keep in touch. The kids got to call me Auntie Ching.
Okay.
I mean, I kind of felt really honored because usually, I think in the Kiwi context, you don't call a stranger or your neighbor. You call them by the first name. And even if we have been out of touch for some time, but when we meet, it's as if time, you know, we've never been separated by time. And while we may speak slightly different language, the values are a little bit, I mean, I would say not dissimilar.
Tell me a bit about those similarities that you mentioned.
Well, mom and dad, very strict, very disciplined with the kids.
Yeah.
Bedtime is this. Meal times, you have to observe your manners. Right? And you kind of have to wait for your elders to start the meal. At one stage, my kids, before we started a meal, we will always say in a Chinese way, you'll sort of say, mom, eat, dad, eat. So, and, you know, big brother, sister, it's kind of a way of like inviting them to share the meal together. And especially if you're the youngest, you actually say it. They did something similar, but not one-on-one, but it was also the same, I wouldn't call it ritual, but the same way of saying, come, you know,
right,
everybody, let's start our meal together. Is that enough?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there anything else? At least is there anything else you want to say?
I can't really think of anything. No, come and live in Greenhithe. It's really nice.